is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it, my friends. It is Monday here on the program. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Okay, so riddle me this. Because I just got another brand new poll out that shows the election trending towards Donald Trump. And this is the Reuters Ipsos poll. Now, Hillary Clinton leads in the poll by 4, but it's down 3 points in a week. And that's what we call a trend, because last week it was 7 for Clinton. It's interesting because Trump's rise in new polling is a surprise, because nothing really particularly positive has happened for him in the last week. So here's where we are. There are now 4 polls calling the race pretty close. The Rasmussen poll has Trump plus 2. The LA Times poll has Clinton plus 1 now. The IBD tip poll has the race tied. And yesterday it was Trump plus 2. So you've got some different things going on in those 3 polls, plus the Reuters poll. So you've got 4 polls here that are nationally recognized. The IBD poll being the most accurate of the last few presidential elections, showing it within 4 points. So somebody, like I said, somebody's going to be very wrong come election day. It's either these 4 polls or all the rest, basically. I mean, that's really what you've got it down to. It's either these polls are wrong or a whole lot of other polls are wrong. I guess my advice to you is, if you feel strongly, go vote. It's not your civic duty. You're not obligated to vote. Don't go vote if you're not educated. Go vote if you know why you're voting and how you're voting and feel strongly about it. You've done your homework. That's the way I feel about it. Don't go vote because it's a civic duty. To me, that'd be like telling somebody to go buy a gun. It's your civic duty and it's your constitutional right. Well, if you don't know about guns and don't want to learn about guns and don't want to understand guns, please don't buy one. My advice: exercise those constitutional rights if you have the base knowledge and understanding of doing so. Meanwhile, Reuters, a different side of Reuters, said if the election were held today, Hillary Clinton would get 326 electoral votes. But again, that Reuters poll down to 4 points now. From 7 last week. Why is it trending towards Donald Trump? We've got 2 weeks to go. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the election will be held by and large. Some early voting going on now, as you well know. But over the last week, is it because the media is piling on? Is it because people are sick and tired of all of it? I don't know. Here's something for you. And here's something about federal overreach. Here's something about government overreach that affects you here in Michigan. And trust me, it's going to continue in this direction. You know what? I'm going to stop, though, because Rob's checking in. He's demanding equal time from Foster City. Rob, welcome aboard.
Well, hello. How's it going?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I got to tell you, man.
All right, I got to run. That's it. Bring it down. I don't know what's going on there. When you get on the program here, make sure you're ready to go. We don't have time to sit here and for you to grab your thoughts and get things figured out. All right, good. All right, so here's some things going on in the Upper Peninsula. And this comes from the Michigan Capitol Confidential. I want to share this with you because it is important. Some Upper Peninsula residents outraged now over a U.S. Forest Service plan to close roads in the Hiawatha National Forest. Community members say they were left out of the planning process and presented with a plan they were expected to sign off on. The proposal, called the Camp Cooks Integrated Resource Management Project, would close a whole bunch of two-track roads and trails in order to, quote, diminish accessibility and reduce apparent environmental damage, they claim. These roads are unpaved, typically used only by ORVs and snowmobiles, but are occasionally used to access camps and other private properties within the 1 million-acre national forest. The Forest Service wants to close 35 miles of existing roads that were previously ordered to be closed but never were. That, according to the plan, it would designate these roads Operation Maintenance Level 1, OML1, which it reserves for roads meant for basic custodial care. Now, the plan calls for decommissioning another 31 miles of roads based on criteria that are not even clear in the text. The Forest Service did not respond to questions for clarification. Again, this story is coming to us from the Michigan Capital Confidential. Now, what I'm driving at here, let's look at Nama Township, for example, which lies entirely in the Hiawatha National Forest. There are four trail networks with at least 16 miles of trails that have been deemed illegal, with a recommendation they all be closed. The illegal label is claimed because these two tracks have not been designated officially by the Forest Service. They say the trails are located in sensitive areas, including wetlands and Great Lakes coastal lands. Increasing illegal use on these trails is negatively impacting hydrological and ecological function. Here's what I'm driving at, my friends. These pushes by the federal government, be it the EPA, the Bureau of Land Management, those operating the national forest like the U.S. Forest Service and others, are continually pushing to reduce your access to these areas. And oftentimes it's done on very flimsy evidence, if there's any evidence at all. I said for a long time they'd like to close all of Montana. If they could run a fence around the entire place, they'd turn it into a park. The environmentalists would. Those that live in Maryland and Connecticut and Washington, D.C., who have never been to these places or ridden a snowmobile or done any of these things, would like to restrict your rights and take away your access to federal land, which is your land. Are rules and regulations good? Yes, they are. But closing it all off and making it inaccessible altogether is ridiculous. Art now checking in from DeWitt. Art, welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Steve?
It is.
Yeah, this is Art. I wanted to call you on your 5 points that you were making this morning on what Trump wants to do when he first gets in. And my thing is with Hillary and Trump, I know what a businessman is. I hope Trump is the one that can do it. We need a businessman. And Hillary, well, my biggest concern is a 535. I might be off a few men, people, but 535 congressmen that's ever been mentioned in the last 2 years that we got to have a House and Senate that's honest. And those people, if Hillary gets in, they're going to, Republicans, Democrats, both are going to go for her. If he gets in, they're going to be against him. We need honest people in there, because once you're elected, you're not a Democrat or Republican anymore. You're a congressman for the people of the United States, and you work for everybody, not just for yourself.
Actually, I'd say you work for the people in your district, Art, but I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Art, checking in today. The Common Sense Hotline, at least we found some. We finally found some out there. Good. I appreciate that. We'll take more of that. 888-900-9966. Good Lord.
Genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Does integrity and honesty matter? Does it? If the polls are to be believed here in Michigan, then Hillary Clinton is on her way to a pretty easy victory in the 16 electoral votes here on November the 8th. But I wonder when it became okay to vote for someone you wouldn't trust with much of anything. I mean, lying, cheating, stealing, something we teach our children is wrong, yet it seems Michigan residents are willing to hold their nose and embrace this kind of wholesale dishonesty and look the other way. My question is, why are we so willing to do that? My good friend, Kelly Rossman McKinney, here to tell us why that's okay. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Way to set the table, Mr. Gruber.
Not
How
bad,
are
huh?
You this morning.
You kind of you enjoyed that now, didn't you? I mean, in fairness, I mean, Kelly, we've known each other for a long time. Integrity is something I associate with you. I do. But when I look at Hillary Clinton, come on. I mean, whether it's the emails and the fact that, you know, Comey went out there and said, did she have this or that? That was not true. That was not true. That was not true. And you go to Filegate, Whitewater, Travelgate. You know, the list is, her scandals are endless. And come on, you're a Democrat. I get that. But you don't believe this woman is an honest person, do you?
Actually, I do.
Now,
I really do. And
come on.
I do believe she has.
Remember,
integrity.
I said you have integrity.
Has she done stupid things? Has she done things that I wish she hadn't done? Absolutely.
Is she honest?
I do believe she is honest.
Kelly.
I think it's Steve, let's remember that over the course of years on any issue, the issue evolves, the situation evolves. So it's not unusual to change your opinion, to do certain things one way that you wouldn't do the same way 15, 20, 30 years later. Do I recognize she has a trust issue? Absolutely.
Did she tell the truth about her emails?
She's been investigated left and right and left and right. And did she tell the truth? Yeah, she apologized. She said,
she
I did.
Hold
it.
On.
You know,
hold on. No. She never apologized.
Yes, she did.
She said, I
Come
regret
on.
That I did that.
Oh,
saying
Steve.
I regret I did something is not
Steve.
A. Did not
she
say
apologized.
I'm sorry.
Yes, she did.
You would
so
not
anyway,
accept that. You would
about
not accept that from your
kid. Candidate.
First
Shall
of all,
we talk
not.
About your candidate?
I don't have a candidate.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
just,
you know
just
what?
An observer.
Exactly.
I'm an observer. I don't have a candidate.
Well, then let's talk about Donald Trump.
But we don't. But I'm not asking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not going to win in Michigan. That's pretty safe to say, isn't it?
Listen, Hillary Clinton is by far the most experienced candidate for president we've had in decades. Does she have her flaws? Absolutely. Does every candidate have flaws? Absolutely. We know what she is capable of doing in terms of leadership, and she knows that everyone is watching her. I am fully comfortable.
She doesn't care.
With having her as the president of our country.
It's not like they're. It's. And by the way, George H.W. Bush was probably far more qualified and experienced than Hillary Clinton.
No, I don't. I don't think so. Based on all
really,
of
congressman, head of the
really
CIA. A fighter pilot, congressman, head
okay,
of the CIA.
She's not been, you're right. She's not been a fighter pilot.
Well, I mean, you said she's the most experienced in decades. How many decades? I mean,
I think she has. She is.
I mean, John Kennedy, also military, also, you know, a senator. I mean, come on. I think that's a stretch, and I don't think anybody buys into that.
No. First Lady,
mm-hmm.
U.S. Senate, Secretary of
Got
State.
Got all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she is she is truly by far the most experienced in decades.
That's
if
absurd.
You want to add military experience, go for it. I'll bow to you on that.
Well, yeah, because that'd be JFK. That'd be George H.W. Bush. Anyhow, let me ask you about this. Do you support open borders? I mean, these are important questions. These are things that she supports, so I need to know. Do you support open borders?
I do.
So we should just get rid of the border then?
Yeah, I do. I feel strongly that America is the melting pot of the world, and we should welcome people to our
country. We take a million people a year, Kelly. We take more than the rest of the world combined already,
right?
Have for decades. So when you say open borders, we should just have an open border European
style?
What's
the problem with that? What's the problem with welcoming people
There's nothing
into
wrong with welcoming
our
people.
Country?
There's also a problem with you know, just checking who they are, but open borders... We shouldn't have a border at all. Come on. Really?
Steve? I mean, we disagree on certain things.
Well, yeah, but
we
an open border. So we should just get rid of border guards
both,
and the whole thing altogether.
We both love this country. We both love this country. We can agree on that, right?
Sure.
Oh, you hesitated?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get my head around how anybody could support open borders on any level.
Well,
I don't
maybe
get it.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding when you say open borders. When I think open borders, I think of how it works now. So, yeah, you've got border guards in different places. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
And we collect about half of the people that come through and the other half go through unchecked, as we know, based on, you know, statistics, you're okay with that?
Yep, I really am.
So people walk into the country, they get here illegally, don't get vetted, it doesn't matter.
I'm okay with that. I'm sorry, I'm a little more liberal than you are.
No, that actually consider that to be suicidal, but okay. Okay, $20 trillion in debt.
Steve, yes, debt is horrible. You're right. The U.S. debt is absolutely horrible. No matter who's president, they inherit that debt. That is a terrible thing that's going to have to be wrestled with. Do you have a solution? I sure don't.
I've got a few, but I've only got 30 seconds left. I'm still trying to fathom the whole open borders thing is okay and sovereignty is irrelevant, I guess. God bless you, Kelly.
Steve,
I'm a little lost on this
one. Right back.
All right. Have a lovely day, my dear.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
I can't even begin to explain that. Open borders are fine. You know, some come in, some get checked, some don't. This is how the left thinks, I guess. And now you know. And they're okay with it. And we just agree to disagree, they say. I will be right back.
Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
In a white room with black curtains.
Maybe it's a full moon. I don't know. Maybe something got into the folks' coffee out there today. The common sense hotline is 888-900-9966. I don't even know how to explain what I just listened to. The border's fine. People come here. It's all good. You know, it's just the way it is. And Hillary's awesome. And, you know, we're just going to go with that. I mean, really? And that's it. I'm good with it. Rick on the line from Burton today. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, this lady is a prime example. If you think from the left, you're not in your right mind. I'm sorry. I've been studying history and constitution and communism for over 10 years, and you come to a conclusion where which side is actually for communist policies and Keynesian economics, and which side stands more on the constitution. And the left is basically the dumbest people on the planet. I mean, that woman right there was an example of how, and you were talking earlier about shutting down national forests.
Yep.
Well, there's a thing called the Agenda 21, and it's published works, and they're talking about taking people out of the sprawl, which they call the country, and taking them out of the country and putting them in metropolitan areas and keeping an eye on there.
High density, you know, living arrangements for all people. Take us out of the country and put us into high density. Put us all in the cities like rats. You got it right, Rick. Thanks
right,
for checking
but the
in.
The thing is, this is what's funny, is that these people actually spit on our soldiers and call them baby killers, and then they kill their own babies and call it choice.
Yeah, you got that. You know, I can't argue with logic. Rick, you're actually right about that, and I appreciate you checking in. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Kim has been patiently waiting. Kim, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. I have to say that Kelly sounds just as loopy as those earlier calls you had. Hillary, the best candidate, the most experienced, are you kidding me?
In decades.
She's a liar. She has no experience. I don't want that kind of experience. The experience she gave us in the State Department, letting four of our brave Americans get slaughtered and then lying about it to their mother's faces, I don't think so. I'm sorry, but I don't want that in the White House. I don't want the corruption, their pay-for-play scandals going on. I don't want the way she harasses people when they don't agree with her. I can't believe people really believe this way and are supporting somebody like that.
Kim, are you a mom?
I am.
So you're one of those young mothers that they say will never vote for Donald Trump.
I'm voting for Donald Trump because I want to save our country. No, he's not perfect, but he's going to work with all of us to bring our country back. We need somebody that knows business, that knows how to make things happen, and he's the candidate. He's going to make sure, and he's going to have people that he works with to make sure that our freedoms stay in place and aren't strict.
Kim, thank you so much. I got to run. I appreciate it, though. That's a great conversation. Young mom voting for Donald Trump, disgusted by what the left believes. Chris is in the UP, which will be a critical place for the first congressional district and for the presidential race here in Michigan. Chris, what are your thoughts?
I think ignorance is going to get you. Ignorance is going to get you.
What is up in the UP today? You guys have got to lay off the weed. I'm not kidding you. You guys are getting a little goofy for me. Nancy is standing by in Lansing. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wanted to comment on that crazy woman. I'm in my car and I'm just in shock. And what I would love to ask her is, number one, if she's a grandmother, maybe when her kids were in daycare or something, then if she doesn't mind anyone just walking across the border, then she shouldn't care if anyone walks into that daycare, no matter who they are, or into her home. Anyone can walk into her home anytime they want. This country is my home. I don't want just anyone wandering across the border.
No, I agree with that.
People are welcome to come if they do it legally.
Exactly. We are the most welcoming nation in the world. More than 1 million people come to America legally every year, have for many years, which is more than the rest of the world combined. I greatly appreciate you, Nancy. Thank you for that. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. We got one open. You better hustle, though. Let's see. We're going to go to Steve in Lansing. Steve, welcome to it.
Good morning. I believe we are staring a Neville Chamberlain set of circumstances right in the face. That crazy person that you were talking to, they think, or at least what I gleaned out of it, they believe that they can talk nicely to their opposition, and they'll never believe what's going on until the tanks are rolling down the streets of their own town.
Well, it's a frightening world, isn't it? It's a frightening world.
Very.
There's no question. Steve, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Checking in. Of course, the hotline number 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Jennifer, always want to weigh in when she hears absurdity. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Let me tell you, I'm 84, and that woman makes me so upset. She needs her head examined. That's all I can say. She needs her head examined. You've got someone that's a pathological liar that is taking this country to heading to destruction. You've got them closing 29, I believe, coal plants in the state of Michigan alone, which means you'll never be able to afford electricity to keep warm or to run an air conditioner. Either one, you've got a pathological liar there, and she's excusing this Hillary something happened 30 years ago. Does she give Trump that much consideration?
I'm guessing not,
what happened
Jennifer.
To Donald Trump 30 years ago has got not one darn thing to do with this. But Hillary Clinton was paid by the United States government and by the people of the United States for the betterment and the safety of this country.
Jennifer, I got to run, my friend. Greatly appreciate it. And man, Jennifer gets it done. She hits hard, doesn't she, for a woman 84. DJ in Flint, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Ooh, she's getting out there.
She does it.
Oh, I think if you look back at World War II, when they freed all the U.S. prisoners from the German POW camps and the Russian prisoners, they put them on trains and sent them into the woods of Russia and disposed of American and Russian POWs. You know why? Because they could prove the Templar collusion all the way to the Vatican.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it, DJ. And we're going to go to Bonnie in Kalamazoo. Bonnie, what's on your mind?
Well, I have one word. Wow.
That was mine.
That woman, she is just really out there.
I've known Kelly for years and years, and she works in politics. And I'm like, how do you accept this corruption? Well, she's just changed her mind once in a while. And open borders. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. The way it is,
no.
Just let them walk in. I'm good with that.
No, we're not good with that. And that's why we want Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he's a great businessman, and we need some leadership in this country.
There's no
question. She is not a leader.
Yeah, no question.
Not a leader.
All right, Bonnie, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
The hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. This is the Steve Gruber Show. A couple more phone calls, and then the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, will check in, talk about the Michigan-Michigan State game. Back after this.
Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, welcome to it. We're going to finish up with a couple of more calls. Let's go to the hotline. Mike is in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. I'll be real quick. I'm wondering what she was grazing on up in the UP this past weekend. She is the most fantastic advertisement why someone should vote for Donald Trump, period.
Yeah, it was pretty startling, wasn't it?
Oh, God, she was amazing.
Greatly appreciated, Mike. Thank you for checking in. It is Monday here on the program. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Why not open borders? Well, how about this? In Long Island, over the weekend, 35 members of the MS-13 Latin American gang arrested, many of them here illegally. 35 arrests on Long Island alone. This is just a couple of days ago. That was for one case. One case. You want the MS-13 in your yard? And I'm going to guess you probably don't. There's something for you to think about. Anyhow, 888-900-9966. Might get a couple more calls in. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports here. Tim, welcome to it.
Morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. Well, let's start with the big surprise from the weekend. Ohio State takes it on the chin from Penn State. Penn State's first win over a team like that in quite some time. Big victory for them. Kind of changes everything, though, in the Big Ten.
Well, I've been suspect of Ohio State for some time, and I thought that was a dangerous game. It was the second game of a road trip, and it was also the second straight primetime game in a massive stadium against a, you know, tradition-rich football school, and I thought that was precarious for Ohio State. I think it'll be interesting to see what Ohio State does from here. I've never been convinced that that team is as polished as some of the scores it's rung up. I mean, you know, they got Northwestern and Nebraska at home, and you'd say, well, I mean, I guess Ohio State's favorite. Okay, fine, but I'm going to be watching carefully to see. They have to go to Michigan State, and everybody says, oh, that won't be a game. Well, maybe it won't, but I think Ohio State's got some issues it's got to deal with before it plays Michigan. I would not be shocked if Ohio State lost again before the Michigan game, even though Ohio State's likely to be favored the rest of the way. But it'll be interesting to see if Urban Meyer can get that team to play better after a bad game. He did that a year ago, obviously, after a bad game against Michigan State. They went to Ann Arbor and blew off Michigan. So if he does that again, well, then they're going to be right there at the end with Michigan like everybody thought.
First ever loss for Urban Meyer on the road, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, pretty crazy. All right, so now Michigan rolls into Michigan State. The early line is Michigan by 18 after the Spartans have just another horrendous outing. What do you make of it?
Well, I was there in Maryland over the weekend, and I sat there for as usual for the fifth straight week like everybody else. The betting line in Vegas had Michigan State a favorite in all five of those games. By the way, the betting line is now at 21. It started at 18, but it's moved since to 21 because they're trying to get everybody to bet Michigan State because nobody's doing it in Las Vegas. So it's now 3 touchdowns, and it still could keep going up. Look, for a lot of these games that State's played, I've kept waiting for them to make the proper plays to win the game, and it just simply hasn't happened. Obviously, you're not going to find very many people anywhere of credibility who are going to pick Michigan State to beat Michigan on Saturday. I know I certainly would not, but I don't think it's as much Michigan State. I think Michigan's a very good team. It is getting better. It's grown because the schedule Michigan has had has played perfectly into a team that's got a lot of young players who need to grow. I mean, they haven't had a lot of harm's way games, and the ones they've had basically have been at home. But when they did go on the road, they annihilated the only team they played. I think Michigan State's going to have a very hard time scoring with any consistency in this game. If Michigan State could only get 2 touchdowns against Maryland, why is Michigan State suddenly going to do better than that against Michigan? And Michigan State's going to need more than 17 points to beat Michigan.
It would be pretty impressive, I think it would be fair to say, if Michigan made the playoffs in the second year. Now, we're a heck of a long way from being there, but it is a conversation now.
Well, there's no question, and I think, again, the schedule sets up well for Michigan. I mean, you know, they have to play at Iowa. Iowa's lost three home games. Iowa got 99 yards in offense against Wisconsin at home Saturday. Why? They're going to suddenly go up and down the field on Michigan? I don't see that. I mean, look, the game in Columbus obviously is going to be a game for all the marbles, one would think. But I think Ohio State's going to have to play like crazy if Michigan plays its game. And why would you think Michigan isn't going to play its game? It's improved every week, even though not all the teams Michigan has played has been a good team. I think the other problem Michigan State's got in this game is the game a year ago. I mean, none of these Michigan seniors have ever beat Michigan State. I say you don't even need to practice down there this week. Their motivation alone will have them prepared for this game. You still got to play. It is a rivalry game. It is on the road, but it just doesn't add up for Michigan State. And I think Michigan State's got more injury issues than Michigan has. That's another thing. Michigan's been able to get out of this season. The injuries
that
it's been able to cover, yeah. They've lost a couple guys, but everybody has at this point of the year. But their key players, for the most part, they've been able to keep on the field.
Should I'm going to ask you something about it. Jabril Peppers, should he be considered a guy who's starting to emerge as somebody who should be considered for the Heisman?
Well, I think so, because how many guys in college football can do what he does? He can play any position, and then oftentimes they play him at different positions. I mean, I don't, you know, the Heisman Trophy is not the best quarterback or running back. It's college football's most outstanding player. That's the way it's defined. To me, he fits a lot of that description with 5 weeks of the season to go. Now, he's going to need a big finish, and I don't think he's going to overcome the Louisville guy, but what if the Louisville guy ends up getting injured next week and he's out the rest of the year?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, I think Peppers is in the discussion, depending, again, how he plays the next 5 weeks. 7 weeks, like I say, the most outstanding, how many guys have done what he has done?
Nobody. Now, I need to have you finish strong 45 seconds on Western Michigan, because I can't leave them out of the conversation as they continue to chug along as well.
Well, I don't think there's anything new about them. I thought they would beat Eastern Michigan handily, and they did. I think Eastern hung in there better than I thought it would. Eastern might, if there's such a thing as a good loss for Eastern, that's it, because usually that's a 55-0 game, all right? I just think the Western season, just like Michigan-Ohio State, comes down to Thanksgiving weekend with Toledo. If Western can, Toledo's very good, but they're going to have to play that on senior day in Kalamazoo with everything on the line for Western Michigan. I think Western's going to go right to the wire at 13-0 to get into the Cotton Bowl or a much lesser bowl than that, because they'll get a little, you know, Boise's got to play San Diego State yet. If San Diego State can win that game, I think Western's still got a great shot at the Cotton Bowl.
Well, there you go. All right, then. There you have it. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, good talk to you.
There you have it. It's college football. It's what we do this time of year. Elections or not. Back after this. Welcome back to it. Let's see here. A brand new dump of WikiLeaks. I think this is Podesta 16. 17. Thank you, Alex. Al X in the basement running this thing. You know, I really don't have much to do with the program. He programs me. Let's see here. Just looking through, see what's there. Say that again. It's at least 2,000 new emails, so says Al X. I see stuff about climate change, some other things in here, a whole lot more. We'll see what happens. This slow drip, 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 this drip, drip, drip of WikiLeaks has not had a great amount of impact yet, but here's the thing. There are four different national polls either showing Donald Trump in the lead, tied, or trending in his direction. After a rough week, it's pretty incredible to consider. The Reuters Ipsos poll has Hillary Clinton with a 4-point lead. That's down from 7 points a week ago. The IBD poll has Donald Trump ahead by less than a point, but slightly ahead. The LA Times has it just about tied. Hillary Clinton, I guess, with 0.8 point lead there. And Rasmussen has Donald Trump with a 2-point lead. So this race is certainly not over. Here in Michigan, I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, open borders are a great idea, and it just doesn't matter. And Hillary Clinton's the most experienced person in decades, more experienced than John Kennedy or George H.W. Bush? Or, I mean, seriously. I mean, how do you actually say these things with a straight face? It's baffling to me. I mean, both of these candidates are strongly disliked, but to say that she's the most qualified candidate in decades, well, that's a bit rich to say the least. At any rate, I appreciate you stopping in. We'll be here all week. Make sure you tip your wait staff. Try the veal. It's really pretty good. I'm not kidding. It's really good. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on everything happening all over this busy election cycle. We'll have special coverage on election night as well. Remember, my friends, keep the faith. I'm Steve Gruber. We'll talk again tomorrow.